federal government, it's promising more funding in the wake of damning findings from the Royal Commission into Aged Care, the interim report of that Royal Commission. More money by Christmas. That's the promise from PM Scott Morrison. That commission, it found shocking tales of neglect. To quote it, it diminished the whole country. It was a system like many of the people in its care in neglect. Now, the report called for immediate changes, including, funding for home care packages and a reduction in the use of chemical restraints. Extraordinary euphemism, that is. Julie Collins is the Shadow Minister for Ageing and Seniors. She joins us now. Julie, welcome.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Minister for Aged Care has described the report's findings as shocking. The problems identified, though, are not new. Were you shocked?
I was not shocked by some of the reports in the Royal Commission interim report. What I was really was appalled, and I am very concerned that we have got to this position. I think after 6 years of this government, four ministers and ripping billions of dollars out of aged care, the government needs to take some responsibility for where we are today.
So everything was dandy in aged care before that six-year term?
Well, the government, of course, has had dozens of reports sitting on its desk that it has failed to fully implement. There are many reports, even the Royal Commission has criticised the government for the number of reports it has failed to implement. The government's own appointed chairs of some of the reports that have been prepared criticise the government's lack of action when it comes to aged care.
Is this a matter of party political policy? Is this a colossal failure of that political process of over subsequent terms of both parties in power of letting this system fall into neglect?
Well, of course, the Commission looks at the last 20 years of aged care. Labor has been in government for six of those 20 years. The other have been 14 under the Liberal National Coalition. In the 6 years Labor was in office, we did do major reform. It was called Living Longer, Living Better, and we did it after serious consultation with the community. What we've seen from this government is dozens of reports that it has commissioned left to gather dust and not be fully implemented. We've seen billions of dollars ripped out, including by the current Prime Minister. In his first budget, he ripped $1.2 billion out of aged care and didn't put it back in. And what we've seen, of course, is that the home care wait list has blown out from 88,000 to 120. Well, you've now got the Royal Commission saying the government needs to respond urgently to this. Now, urgently to me is not 8 or 9 weeks' time. Urgently is immediately. The government has known for at least 2 years that the home care wait list is an issue. When you've got older Australians who are in their 90s, being told they have 6 months to live, but they have to wait 2 years to get a home care package in Australia today, it's not good enough.
What can they do? What can they do immediately? The PM is saying by Christmas. What would you suggest is done right now?
Well, they've known about it for a long time. The government could deal with the home care package waitlist right now. It could prioritise people in their 90s. It could prioritise people that have less than 6 months to live. It could deal with the $500 million currently sitting in unspent funds in home care packages. The government has known about this for some time, and it needs to act urgently on the three urgent actions from the Royal Commission.
So instead of by Christmas, you're suggesting action right now, but what sort of funding do you think will make a difference here?
Well, that's up for the government, obviously. They are in government. They've been in government for 6 years. They have known about this for a long time. With $500 million of unspent funds, surely we could start to prioritise some of the most at need in this country today.
So like drought funding, where Labor has said, yes, there's a blank check there, will Labor also back the government on whatever they want to spend in this area?
Well, we obviously are happy to work with government. We're not saying that, everything, can be fixed immediately. We understand that there needs to be major reform. We need to work with the government on that. But the three urgent actions from the Royal Commission's recommendations can be implemented in some way or form by the government very quickly. And if the government doesn't think that, then it needs to look again at where we're at today and needs to look again at the Royal Commission's interim report.
Okay, but that's not really an answer to the question. Will Labor give the government a blank check on whatever it wants to spend in aged care?
Well, the government is in government today. What we're concerned about and what the report also looks at is about transparency, and that is where are the taxpayer dollars going today? So that issue also needs to be addressed if you're talking about long-term reform, including funding.
So there's no blank check then? There's no blank check here for whatever the government wants to spend?
It would be difficult to do it without also dealing with the other issues that the interim report has raised around transparency of taxpayers' money.
Royal Commission submission from the Victorian government, it mandated a staff to patient ratio. Is that a thing that would help?
Well, that'll be up to the Royal Commission to make recommendations around. I mean, clearly there aren't enough staff. Clearly they're not paid enough. The government also had Professor John Pelaez do a workforce task force strategy for them. Again, that's been on a desk for a year. Again, none of the 14 actions have been fully implemented by the government. Clearly things can be done today and should be done today by government. But some of the longer term reform about ensuring that we've got a workforce fit for purpose, that we have enough workforce, and that we do the necessary work around what should an ideal workforce look like before we can get to that point, I think.
Well, let's say, Julie Collins, that you are now Minister for Aged Care. What are the immediate steps you would be taking right now that you suggest the government should also take?
Well, the Royal Commission has said the three urgent actions. That's coming from the Royal Commission. That's not coming from me. Labor didn't win the election. I am not the minister. The government has been there for 6 years. They need to take responsibility and they need to start actually implementing it's their own Royal Commission's recommendations.
But let's pick your brain here. What are the priorities?
Well, I've outlined what some of the things the government could do in relation to home care. When it comes to chemical restraint, I have said to the minister that I don't think the regulation that the government has had since 1 July is strong enough. All it does is record chemical restraint. It doesn't do enough to try and reduce the use of chemical restraint in residential aged care facilities. There is plenty of things the government could do today, and I have spoken to the government about it, and I've offered bipartisanship on some of the issues.
Julie Collins, just on a couple of other issues of the day, that the PM has flagged tougher laws against environmental protesters, including potentially taking actions against boycotts. What do you make of that move?
Well, I think this is another desperate attempt by the government to try and distract from the fact that they still don't have a proper energy and climate change policy. I mean, clearly, you know, they're out to try and distract on a whole range of issues around climate and energy because they don't have a clear policy. We've said we'll have a look at it. I mean, the government keeps coming up with new things every day around energy and climate without actually having a clear, coherent policy.
And yet Queensland State Government, Labor Government, is pretty much in lockstep with the Liberal, the Coalition on this, and is fast-tracking new laws to deal with disruptive protests. Is the criminalisation, is it not, of protest by both sides of politics?
Well, I think we need to make sure that there's a balance between respecting the right to protest, and people should have a right to protest, but also respecting the right for people to go about their lawful business and their work. You know, we want to have a look at what the government's proposing in detail to see what exactly is the government's balance on this and what is it proposing.
And the Queensland government, have they got the balance right?
Well, I haven't had a look at their laws, I'd have to say, and I think that if the balance is right, then, you know, people still need to have a right to protest.
Julie Collins, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Julie Collins, Shadow Minister for Ageing and Seniors, and this is RN Drive.